Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Saints Happy Hour needs your support. Saints Happy Hour needs more support so we can keep giving you the Saints coverage you love. Become a patron to help us keep giving you the best daily Saints podcast on earth. Supporting Saints Happy Hour gives you the best Saints podcast every day without any stupid ads or promos like this one. And patrons also get access to our private Discord channel where you can talk Saints 24/7, early access to podcast episodes, our world-famous booze bundle with 4 amazing swag items. So do it. Go to saintshappyhour.com and sign up today. That's saintshappyhour.com. We hope you didn't fill up on Turkey Day, because at MyBookie, the fun is just getting started. This Cyber Monday, MyBookie is giving you a bet one, get one free promotion on the Monday Night Football games. On Cyber Monday, bet against the spread on the Week 12 Monday Night Football game, and whatever you wager up to $100, you receive that same value back in a risk-free bet for Week 13's Monday Night game. MyBookie is the only sports book where buy one, get one means you're the one holding the bag. Don't miss out. Head to mybookie.ag this Monday to get in on the exclusive promotion. Set yourself up for success by doubling your first deposit when using the promo code SPORTSDRINK at MyBookie. That's promo code SPORTSDRINK to double your initial deposit all the way up to $1,000. Bet anything, anywhere, anytime with MyBookie. SimBull is the sports stock market that allows you to profit off your sports knowledge. There are two ways to make money on SimBull. First, every time a team you own wins, you earn a cash win payout. Second, just like the stock market, if you think a team is going to increase in value, you can buy low and sell high for a profit. Use promo code SD to make your first deposit risk-free. That means even if you lose money or just decide the market isn't for you, SimBull will refund your initial deposit, no questions asked. Go to SimBull.com, use the promo code SD today. Ralph Marlboro here from Saints Happy Hour. You need to join us every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. on the Spotify Green Room app. We are talking Saints or anything New Orleans sports related. On Spotify Green Room, you can interact with us by asking questions or just laugh at me mispronouncing names. Download the Spotify Green Room on your iPhone or Android device, then follow Saints Happy Hour so you can join us every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. to talk Saints or anything else NOLA sports related. So do it. Download the Spotify Green Room app and join us every Wednesday night at 9 o'clock. We'll see you there.
The Saints are in worse shape than my liver. Everything is awful, but do not lose hope. The NFC is a dumpster fire, and the Saints are getting healthy. We are keeping hope alive. Thomas, hit the intro.
G'day, it's Stevic from 12 Ninja here. And look, if you like American football, you should check out Saints Happy Hour podcast. I personally know fuck all about American football, other than it's a bunch of massive blokes wearing spandex shoulder pads and helmets running around with a throwing a football. In Australia, you don't throw footballs. You punch it or you kick it. And there's no protection. They're all naked. And there's sharks and crocodiles fired out of cannons onto the field, and we all stand around and drink blood watching it. But American football's your thing, you know what to do. Saints Happy Hour podcast. Stick it in your ear hole.
All right, everybody, welcome to another edition of Saints Happy Hour podcast. We are live on Twitch. If you aren't, follow us on Twitch and remember to subscribe to Saints Happy Hour wherever you get your podcasts. Also, become an annual patron at Patreon.com/Saints Happy Hour to get the best Saints podcast every day, and you get a month for free. And hey, we had 3 new subs since our last show. Sam Bono 70, the Mark 7, Alexander Burkle, Saints Rabbit, and last minute sub, Budrich. He signed up for 3 months. He's in charge of the trivia and he's giving us money too. We love you, Budrich. We love everybody that's subbing. Especially, this proves they're the diehards of the diehards, man. When the ship is struggling, the Saints are struggling, people know where to come for the jokes. They know where it's at. They know we're the best. Remember, guys, if you subbed with Amazon Prime last month, you can sub again this month too. You basically get one free sub each month. All you have to do is click subscribe button below the stream and choose the option subscribe with Prime. Show us some love. It doesn't cost you anything and it helps us a lot. And now you can also get access to our amazing Discord community. Just send us a DM, say you're a Twitch Prime supporter, and we'll give you the Discord invite. Discord's amazing, especially
just like Alexander Berkeley did last
year. Well, Thomas will hook you up with everything. We got to start tonight,
right? Hope everybody had a good Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we got to start tonight. Dave, what are you drinking? Because we were doing a lot of drinking Thursday and Friday to get over that Saints debacle Thanksgiving night. What's everybody's drinking tonight?
I'm drinking the double dry hopped Ghost in the Machine from Parrish Brewery in Broussard, Louisiana, outside Lafayette. This is a brewery only release. This is it's a lot of people in southern Louisiana that are into beer that really love this beer right here. And they know what's up.
Yeah. Does it numb the pain?
it certainly helps. You know, it takes more than just this one.
Andrew, what are you drinking?
I'm hydrating after a big weekend. It was so dark, Ralph, that I decided to make chocolate martinis last night.
Woo!
Actually, it tasted pretty good. But yeah, no, I had a couple beers earlier today.
Tastes better on my phone.
Yeah, exactly. Mm.
I'm drinking Wheezy and Easy from Shiner.
Wheezy and Easy.
It's good.
I got a big tennis match tomorrow night against a 60-year-old lady, so I got to make sure I hydrate.
Tip top. Got to be
gotta
tip top.
Got to keep the muscles relaxed. Mm-hmm. Got to stay hydrated.
For those that are watching, then, and some people are mentioning it in the chat, they want to know why it looks like we're looking through the reverse peephole on your front door. Why is that quality so terrible? It does not sound dirty, like that on my phone. A dirty, unclean reverse fisheye peephole.
It looks like I'm in a cup of urine, right?
Why, yes.
Andrew on a podcast or is he a porch pirate about to steal somebody's Amazon package?
Seriously, are you recording from your Ring home security system?
Not a sponsor, but if Ring wants to sponsor us, we'd take their money.
So you're saying that dropping my laptop was a bad idea?
Yes.
My wife just bought me this, too.
About as bad as drinking milk.
Mm-hmm. My wife!
It's, you know, Thursday, looking.
Milk was a bad choice.
Oh, I see. We had that.
So...
Well done.
Everything.
The show's peaked. We might as well just end it now.
We might as well just shut it down.
Yeah.
Listen, Andrew, Thomas is going to queue up all of Simeon's bad plays, the sacks, the bad throws, all of it. Everything was a bad choice for Sean Payton.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
offense. I don't know. Part of me, the optimist in me, Andrew, wants to say Thursday was just a different flavor of the Carolina game where we knew going into week two against Carolina, they're like, we're missing half the coaching staff. They're missing a bunch of people from COVID. Like, this is not going to go. Like, I feel like Thursday was just a different flavor of that. Like, there was no coaching or anything that was fixing what was wrong because they were just missing too many dudes.
Yeah, and yet, you know, there were some things that really are not injury related. For example,
like knowing the snap count on fourth down.
Yeah, like fourth and two, and you're going for it, and you're down 7-0, and you're in Bills territory. So that's a spot where you can get back in the game, and you snap it, and that's McCoy.
Yeah.
That's one of, like, the three starters that are left that aren't injured. So, look, if you can't count on McCoy to snap it when he's supposed to, then forget everything else. So I don't want to give him a pass for the injuries, but yes, you're right. Overall, the number of injuries are past the point of no return.
That 4-2 snap thing, that was actually something I didn't really – not something necessarily you notice in person at the game. You know, you just think they run a – you know, they just ran a bad play or whatever. But I rewatched the game today or most of the first half. It was, I had to really talk myself into doing it, but I did it.
Why?
And I saw that, like, they obviously, they didn't get off the line on time. They were out of sync. And, that's why that play got totally blown up. You can't blame that on injuries. That has nothing to do with injuries. I don't know.
I mean, here's the thing, though, and this, you know, this is Peyton, I think, his biggest challenge that he's had as a Saints coach. And listen, he knows what's up, and he knew Thursday that he was coaching an XFL quality offense. Thomas, play the first Sean Payton soundbite.
Obviously, we've got to look closely at everything we're doing and who we're doing it with, and you know, it's not like new players are going to come walking through the hallway. You know, it's got to be from within. We just finished the game. We haven't, you know, so it's hard to give a review. He struggled. We struggled blocking him. We struggled running. I think it's going to be difficult to do a lot of anything if you can't block him and you can't have some balance. You know, I'll be honest with you, and I'm aware of it. If you're a pretty good offensive team, it's probably not a problem. And if you're not a good offensive team, which I would say that's where we're at right now, it probably is a problem.
I mean, Andrew, that is a broken man. He sounds broken.
Yeah, he does. It's weird to see Sean Payton like that. Yeah, he does. And look, at 5-6, they're still, at least as a football team, I know fans are probably dismissing the year now, but for a coach, when you're 5-6, like, there's still a lot left to play for. There's a lot left to fight for, and it doesn't really sound like a guy. Oh, look, it is right after the game, but that doesn't sound like a guy really enthused for what the rest of the season has to offer.
11-6, baby.
Yeah. I mean, Dave, the thing is, part of me, I thought he coached a bad game Thursday because, like, the decision, like, he's, like, the thing is, if you know the Saints offense is bad and you got to lean on your defense, don't run that ridiculous fake punt with Gillikin. Don't go for it. Like, lean on your defense. Try to pin Buffalo back. Maybe Josh Allen would have thrown a turnover deep in his own end. Like, I just feel like
Sean Payton, he's stopping Buffalo, Ralph. Like, you know, like, Buffalo was moving the ball. I don't know. Yeah. The fake punt, man, I got to be honest. I feel like it's damned if you do, damned if you don't. I understand why they did it, because I think Sean Payton was just so desperate to give his offense something. Whether it was a big return turnover, just something that would kind of give him a little bit of momentum, give him a short field, and it's just like it was hopeless.
I mean, what was it? Was that like a miscommunication on the fake punt? Looks like Gillikin thought.
It's like he thought maybe Lil Jordan would keep running.
Keep going, yeah.
Also, poor recognition. You see Gillikin, poor understanding of the rules. Gillikin's putting his hands up like he's looking for a pass interference call.
Yeah.
There is no pass interference because a jammer has the right to jam a gunner. if it's a punt. So there is no pass interference on a fake punt.
Yeah,
we learned this on the Morstead throw to, or no, it was the Taysom throw to Traquan Smith last year. Remember this?
It was against the 49ers in 19.
Holding him the whole way, yeah. The jammer's holding him the whole way, and we were all going, oh, it's pass interference. Well, no, it's not, because it's supposed to be a punt.
Punt.
So a jammer is allowed to jam him there. And, you know, Gillikin obviously didn't know that rule, so that's poor coaching.
Oh, my God. That Dave, but
if the throw's not there, don't make the throw, right?
Well,
he looked like he was waiting for a pass interference flag.
Yeah.
Dave,
what did you think of the coach in Sean Payton?
You're muted, man.
Staring at me?
No. Why is that quality so terrible? It does not sound like that on my phone. it wasn't in the top three or top four, top five things that I was angry about.
What were you angry about?
We did the post game show. I mean, I think we all knew. I mean, I'm angry about. Angry is the wrong word, but I'm frustrated with the offense. It's just terrible.
Let's talk about Dave. And I don't know if you can do this, Thomas, but I would love for you to replay
the
soundbite where Dave says that Jameis Winston is worse than Trevor Siemian. That Trevor Siemian is a better quarterback than we're better off with Trevor Siemian, and how quickly in the postgame he backtracks and says, you know what, I'm done with this guy. I never want to see
he's like, new phone, who dis? When Siemian called him up, he's like, new phone, who dis? Dave divorced Trevor Siemian on the postgame show Thursday night. He's like that Mariah Carey gif. I don't know her.
I mean, the thing is I don't know whether if Jameis was in the same position. I don't know whether the outcome would be any different.
There's no way it would have been as bad with Jameis. I'm telling you, Trevor Siemian in that game was as bad as anything I've seen at quarterback for the Saints since. I mean, I was saying
since
the late
last
90s,
week. Hold on, no, don't say anything last week I meant to bring this up. Last week you said that was the worst half of football you've ever seen a quarterback play.
Yeah. And he got better this week, Trevor Siemian. He really put it all together this week. He gave us four quarters this time.
He said, hold my beer. Whatever you're about to say, he said, I haven't seen this bad quarterbacking since last week is what you were about to say.
Is it
before
the worst?
That, I would say Ditka. I mean, unless you want to argue Bauman in 2005.
Ooh, yeah.
Nussmeier for Ditka.
That was Ditka,
bad.
Schuler. It's on that level.
Schuler was pretty bad, but Schuler hit a couple bombs every now and then. I guess Siemian does too. Listen,
but I mean, okay, what does Jameis do? Jameis maybe makes some plays with his feet, keeps some drives alive, maybe.
Yeah,
that's right.
I'm me up for that.
Okay,
yeah. I mean, that's
the only thing I could think that he would do. I mean, Siemian was missing. He was missing Deontay. You know, he threw one behind Deontay Harris as he was running across the middle. That's something Jameis would do.
Jameis hits Callaway on that. I'd like to believe that most quarterbacks in the league, including backups, make that throw to Callaway on the sideline. Mm-hmm. You don't get more open than that. You know the one I'm talking about where he threw it like 10 feet over his head?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I could have made that throw.
No, he had He had a terrible game.
The thing with Siemian is his pocket awareness is like, sometimes I feel like it's worthful quality. Like, he doesn't know what's going on around him. He doesn't know when to step up. Like,
it's not worthful bad. Worthful is, that's unfair. That's too far, Ralph.
It's too far. You're like,
that's recency bias. You're like choosing to forget what Danny Werfel in the pocket looked like.
My brain is all just alcohol and spots, you know.
And COVID.
I mean, COVID. We talk about how we were missing two guys on the offensive line. The Saints have zero receivers. They had no running backs. Mark Ingram is out. So I'm sorry, but I think in that situation, it takes an otherworldly talent like a Drew Brees to elevate an offense and a team to beat a team like the Buffalo Bills. And I'm sorry, but obviously Trevor Siemian doesn't have that talent. But I'm sorry, I don't think Jameis had that ability. Does he give us a better chance? Maybe. But I do not think that Jameis Winston comes out here and wins that game either.
You're all over the place, man. When the Saints were four and two, you were talking about how majestic Jameis was. You were commandeering.
We thought you were Jameis Winston.
Yes, we were making fun of you for being Jameis.
I was defending him against all the people who wanted to see Trevor Siemian or who wanted to see Ian.
And then you said Siemian was better, and now you're saying he's worse again. Pick up your mind. You're all over the place, man.
You call me. You say I have recency bias. Dave, man.
I think they're both terrible.
Yeah. Well, that's a good segue, though, Dave.
We got to start Taysom, right?
It's a good Thursday. Andrew, that's a good segue to our next topic. Taysom, will he be better or will he just be different? Sean Payton, he sounded like a guy after Thursday that wants to play Taysom, but Taysom's foot is a disaster. Thomas, play that sound.
You know, we knew he wasn't going to be able to play quarterback this week, but he's listed as full just relative to being up. So that was his foot. Again, we'll see. We'll look at everything right now. I mean, obviously we have to.
Sounds like a guy who wants to play Taysom, right?
I heard a little bit about this. So Taysom has plantar fasciitis, which is an injury that Drew Brees has had in the past, if you guys remember. And the issue is, how effective can he be, especially being a guy that relies so much on his feet to run the football? And so it's not that he can't play, plantar fasciitis. And look, you guys know this. This isn't something that just goes away.
No,
plantar fasciitis kind of can linger and stick with you for a while. So it's just, can he manage it enough where he can be effective playing quarterback? So it's never going to be something that prevents him from playing, in the sense that, like, yes, he can tear it, but it's not like he can really make it any worse. He can make it worse, but I guess my point is, it's not like it could ever knock him out of a game. But depending on how much pain he's dealing with and how much limited mobility he has with his foot, it's like, do you really want Taysom Hill as a pocket passer?
No,
you don't. I think that's the rub. I think that's why he's a backup. That's why he decided, you know what, Trevor Siemian gives us a better chance until Taysom can actually run the ball. And I really think it's just a bummer, because Taysom never really got a shot here when you consider that he had the concussion and he was on a limited snap count, which prevented him from playing. And I think it's the same thing right now. He's prevented from playing because what he does best, if he doesn't have a foot that's right, he can't really do what he does best. And so I think their Saints are in a tough spot and that they want to play Taysom, but it just makes the timing of this new contract all the weirder to me.
Yeah. Dave, was Trevor Siemian bad enough to where you want one-footed Taysom to be the quarterback Thursday?
Okay, well, you mentioned that Drew had plantar fasciitis. Didn't he play like garbage when he had that?
He played amazing.
He played like garbage, and then he was on the injury report, and that was when they signed Matt Flynn, and we were like, oh my God, the Saints are about to play Matt Flynn. He's going to start. And then end of the week, Drew, you know, they shot him up with steroids, whatever.
What season are you talking about?
2015?
2015, yeah.
I thought Drew had this like in 2019 or like...
No.
No, that was a thumb. 19 was a thumb.
I thought he had something. I thought he had stuff going on.
But no, so he played against the Jaguars and having not practiced all week. And then he lit up the Jaguars for like 350 and four touchdowns. He played amazing in that game.
I mean, it was the Jaguars.
Andrew, you're wrong. He threw for 412 and 3.
412 and 3. There you go.
Yeah. 25 of 36.
I went to that game, and I remember being like, Drew was awful last week, the week before, and I'm like, he didn't practice all week. He's going to be terrible. And he just lit Jacksonville.
What's more impressive? What's the more impressive in that, since the Saints are so bad in 2021, let's go back to 2015. What's more impressive feat in that game, Dave?
Drew Brees having plantar fasciitis and throwing for 412 yards and three touchdowns, or Tim Hightower running 27 times for 122 yards and two touchdowns.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Definitely Hightower. That was definitely way more surprising.
That was probably the best game of Hightower's career.
I mean,
Yeah. Speaking of the Jaguars, I was thinking the other day, I feel like, you know, years ago in fantasy football, if you ever needed a streaming defense, you'd always just look to see who the Jaguars were playing that week.
That's right. That's so true.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. And unfortunately, I think the Saints are that team this year.
That's right.
I think if you need a defense in fantasy, you just take a look at whoever the Saints are playing that week, and you just get that defense.
I mean, especially.
That's right.
Thomas, you're not kidding. I think that's correct, Dave. I mean, what is there? I mean, there's no defense that the Saints could play that you'd be like, oh yeah, they're gonna. I mean, maybe the Chargers, because the Chargers just literally the Chargers are like, we don't care if you run the ball for 4.5 yards of carry. Like, you're not gonna be able to run the ball down our throat every single play, and teams try to do it. I think maybe the Chargers, I would be a little hesitant. Anyone
else?
Did you
see Jonathan Taylor run for like 8 million yards against the Bills? And then the Saints got less than 2 yards to carry against them.
That's right.
Well, same run defense.
Yeah. He had 5 touchdowns, something like that.
Fair
point.
Broke
the record.
You know,
I mean, against the Colts, I just want to point this out. Against the Colts, Jonathan Taylor was running wild. You know, it was laughable. And then they play the Saints, and it's like half those handoffs, I thought Simeon was going to hand off to a Bills player. They were in the backfield so quick. It was like you'd get the handoff and boom, you get lit up right away. You know? Yeah. It's almost like you just hand it to the defensive player. They were right there. They had a timeshare in the backfield. Tony Jones Jr. and Ty Montgomery.
Well, Andrew, that's
those
a good
guys
point,
played
though.
Bad, but it's like, well, what are you going to do? There were no
holes.
Here's
the thing, Andrew. I thought the offensive line against Philly, they ran the ball pretty good. And again, granted, Philly was ahead, so maybe that sort of clouded the judgment on it, and they were getting easy yards. But the offensive line, they got Armstead back, and they seem to regress from on the road to at home. That's really concerning.
Yeah, if you can't run when you don't have a quarterback and you don't have receivers. And that's the thing. That's why I want Taysom so bad right now. The timing of this Taysom issues is horrible, because what I'm seeing out of Philadelphia now, granted, Philadelphia didn't look good against New York today, but I just feel like what they've had success doing, running zone read, you know, one cut and go. And I think that's what the Saints offense needs right now. They need Taysom Hill to run the ball 15 times. He needs to slide, obviously, not get lit up and take a bunch of hits, but they need Taysom to run 15 times. They need to do a bunch of zone read stuff. Hopefully Kamara's healthy and he can help him with that, but like, that's got to be the offense right now. I firmly believe that. I think they have to ditch everything, and that's the whole offense. They run the Philadelphia Eagles offense with Taysom Hill. That's what it's got to be right now, because nothing else is going to work.
Dave, I was thinking about, that's a good point by Andrew. I was thinking about that this week, is that with all the injuries they had last week, and it was a short week because, you know, they played on Sunday and they had to go Thanksgiving, so it's only 4 days. So really, Sean Payton couldn't do anything. You don't even really practice, right? Because on Monday, you just give an injury report of like, if we had practice. Tuesday, you have a walkthrough. You're not practicing the day before the game. Then you have the game. But now, even though it's a Thursday game, they have a week. So, like, maybe Sean Payton can get in a room with Pete Carmichael and Ronald Curry and the offensive staff, and they can cook up some weird, wacky shit.
Can Taysom Hill even play, though? You still don't know where he's at.
You're living in fantasy land, Ralph.
Yeah. I mean, that's the rub. That's the problem right now, is I don't know that a week is going to be enough time for Taysom Hill to be ready to play at the level the Saints need him to give him the best chance to win.
But if Kamara's playing, do you wildcat with Kamara
the whole game?
No.
I mean,
You gotta go
a big chunk of it.
I don't know how good. How good is Kamara gonna be coming back now? Anyway,
I'd like to think that if he's playing, he's good to go.
That's disrespectful.
Oh, sorry, Alvin. I'm so sorry.
Nice.
I'm just saying, like, with a week to prepare, Andrew, maybe Sean Payton can come up with something different, or maybe he'll be even more aggressive than the fake punts and the fourth down. Like, maybe he'll have something aggressive that could blow up in his face.
It's the Cowboys, so you know he's going to be cooking up something. I mean, he's going to throw the kitchen sink because now they're 5-6, and if you don't get back to 6-6, you can forget the season.
Well, he's going to want to show.
Yeah.
He's going to want to show the Cowboys and Jerry Jones his best coaching because he's going to be the next Dallas Cowboys head coach probably next season. I've heard
Florio,
the rumors.
Florio has the article in the queue.
Yeah. That is
ready to go.
Stupid.
I can't believe the restraint.
Wake up.
How has Florio.
As soon as the clock hits zero on Thursday, if the Saints beat the Cowboys, Florio will have that up on Pro Football Talk.
It's impressive restraint that he has yet to use that.
I mean, the Cowboys have lost 3 of 4.
I mean, this is right on cue. It's almost December 1st. He's got to get going.
Yeah, he's got the quota to hit.
He's off schedule.
Dave, it's really hard to when the offense was just so inept and they had their worst first half since 1998 and is in as far as yards go. It's really hard to pick on the defense because the defense, they had two they intercepted Josh Allen twice. The Kwon Alexander pick was ridiculous. They played pretty good. They sacked Josh Allen a couple times. I want to start here, man. Lattimore, he is looking worse and worse. And now, not only am I frustrated with him with him not playing well, and he needs to break his hand again and get a cast back on it. I worry that that contract, $96 million, was a really, really bad investment. You know, I mean, look at that.
I know. What happened on that? Did he get rubbed out? Was that like
he got owned. He bites really hard on the play action fake and tries to recover.
Yeah, that was the first touchdown of the game.
No.
Yeah.
Not good.
I mean, then again, he'll go out and he'll have, he'll have a great game.
But he hasn't done that in 6 weeks. That's
it's
the thing.
It's been
like,
a while. I know. It's been a while.
It's not even the narrative anymore. And the narrative now is he just sucks.
I mean, six weeks is a month and a half. I mean, that's 1/4 of a season. The man now has, how many years? 4 years of a career. So,
I'm talking post contract, post new contract.
Before the season, right?
He got it the Green Bay game.
Week 2, after the Green Bay game, yeah.
Right. Well, didn't he get it at halftime during the Green Bay game?
he signed it with his hand.
I don't know. I don't think that's like it. Like, I don't think Lattimore is just all of a sudden going to be a terrible cornerback. I think, like any player, there are ebbs and flows, there are ups and downs. So,
what do you see, Andrew? What do you see from this defense? Because I feel like the pass rush has always been kind of a struggle, except for certain times when Davenport was injured, Green Bay game, New England game, they had a lot of pass rush. But I can't quite put my finger on what the issue is because the pass rush has always been sort of ebb and flow. When you look at this defense and you break it down, what's the one thing where you're like, they better fix this or they're in trouble on defense?
Oh, they definitely have issues with running quarterbacks. We've seen that 2 weeks in a row now. That'll get a little bit better against Dallas. I do think Dallas is a little bit better of a matchup for the Saints in terms of what they do offensively. And then from there, when we've seen Lattimore get put on an island against the other team's best receiver, and he gets beat on those crossing routes, part of it's pass rush and part of it's scheme. you know, where you're leaving it on an island and he's just not winning those matchups for the Saints.
Shout out to your UDFA adopted son, Carl Granderson. He was amazing.
Yeah.
So you predicted to be a third of the game, by
That's
the way.
That's right. Yeah, I made him mad. He felt disrespected, and so he decided to show up and have his first good game of the season.
It became personal with me.
He's had a really down year, Granderson, and I got to tell you, when Hendrickson left, I really felt like this was going to be Granderson's opportunity to get more snaps, to make a lot of plays this year, and it really hasn't happened. And finally, in this game, I would say this is the first time Granderson has looked like Hendrickson did all year last year. But man, I got to tell you, Trey Hendrickson, what is it now? I think it's 8 games in a row. Is he 7 or 8 games in a row that he has a sack?
He's unbelievable.
He is on freaking fire. He destroyed Pittsburgh today all on his own.
Like
he hit Roethlisberger on both interceptions. He had a sack fumble. He freaking dominated that game. Trey Hendrickson, they should have kept him, man. The dude is insane.
He's a superstar pass rusher.
It's like, unbelievable.
He made himself a superstar
start of
pass
last
rusher.
Year, I saw a stat since the start of last year with like TJ Watt and who was the other dude? Myles Garrett. He was up there. The top 3 sack guys since the start of last year, Trey Hendrickson, Myles Garrett, and TJ Watt. Those 3
He's
guys.
He's a unicorn. Like, because, Dave, the odds of you getting a 10-sack guy not in the first round is, like, astronomical. And for him to do it back-to-back years is incredible. And the Saints, like, I mean, the Saints really didn't even try to keep him. They moved heaven and earth to franchise Marcus Williams. So if they really wanted Hendrickson, they probably maybe could have done something. They didn't. But, Dave, as you look at this defense, do you have any feeling that they're going to get it turned around? Because, I mean, Dennis Allen was like, he's going to be a head coach. He knows how to stop Tom Brady. He's going to get a second head coaching job. And 4 weeks later, they're in shambles.
I mean, that implies that it needs turning around.
It does.
I don't think that they're great. I still think that they're very good. I think it's unfair because they have to play a lot of minutes because the offense on the other side of the ball is not doing their, not upholding their end of the bargain and can't get a first down. And the defense is having to play a lot. And naturally, you're just going to get tired. You know, they got 2 interceptions off Josh Allen. They held the Bills to 10 points in the first half. I just think that – I think they did just about everything you probably could have asked them to. If this was any other year with any other Saints offense, I think they have a very good chance of beating the Bills. But this year, they just have a totally inept offense that cannot do anything and cannot take advantage of 2 interceptions, a home field advantage, which, I mean, you know, we talked about – that was barely home field advantage.
It felt like I was
in Orchard Park, New York. But I don't blame the defense too much for this. I really don't. I know the scoreboard says they gave up, a decent amount of points, but Jesus.
It was nice to see that
72 points in 2 weeks, though. I will say this. They won't win a game this year if they're giving up points. It was nice
to see that the Saints' injury plague is not only ruining their season, it's starting to ruin teams they play season because the Bills, Tre'Davious White, he's out for the year for Buffalo. So the Saints' injury plague is swallowing other teams' season. So, I mean,
misery loves company.
That's right. If we can't be happy, nobody can be happy. That's my attitude.
Yeah, I hate to see that, though. I mean, he's so critical to their success and great LSU Tiger.
Buffalo, their fans are like, I don't like on my list of teams that I hate, like Buffalo is way down the list. Like, I don't, agreed. You know, they're fine. Their fans are fun. They've had a lot of misery. I do feel bad that the Saints, you know, the injury plague. But so now we came up with a new segment for the show because here's the thing. Since the Saints are now a football atrocity, and winning isn't really possible unless they get people back, we're going to have to find joy in the simple things in football, like kicking extra points,
scoring in the first quarter, having 100 yards of offense at halftime. It's a segment we like to call Make a Saints Wish. So, Andrew, what's your Saints wish for this week?
Look at that graphic.
Oh, my God.
For those of you listening that can't see, yeah, we've got Thomas did an incredible graphic, which we're seeing for the first time.
Yeah,
it's a Wizard of Oz theme. It looks like I'm the Scarecrow.
Yeah.
Ralph is the Lion. Kevin is the Tin Man. And Dave is, I guess you're...
I'm the
Wizard of Oz. I guess. You're the Wizard of Oz.
Well, that's about right.
And it says I had hair for Dave.
I wish yeah, I had hair.
So, you know, I'll say, you know, I just want the Saints to score at least 1 point in the first quarter. I want them to score in the first quarter. That would be my wish. That would make me really happy.
Yeah. So Dave, what's your Saints wish?
Oh, I got a few.
I was going to say, I don't even care. Let me finish. I don't even care how they score. Like if they get a safety,
field goal,
if they get a turnover at the one and then they fail to score a touchdown and they have to settle for three. Like I don't even care how awful at this point. I'll take it can be a punt return. Like it doesn't have to be the offense, just points in the first quarter for the Saints.
Dave, what do you got?
All right. I got a few. I wish Deontay Harris was like 6 inches taller.
He'd be near 6 foot then.
Yeah, that'd be great. Ralph. I got Ralph with that one.
Yeah.
I wish I didn't already miss Adam Trautman.
Oh my God.
Damn. Speaking of missing Troutman,
play this sad violins, Thomas. Jesus.
I hope the Saints fans are happy. They've been clamoring for Juwan Johnson. I hope you guys are happy.
You're going to get him.
Yeah. I hope you guys are pumped with that zero catch performance he gave you since you've been banging the walls for Juwan Johnson like he was going to come in and do something.
It makes me almost want to vomit.
It does.
I wish Trevor Siemian played as much like a Manning as he looks like a Manning. I wish I hadn't missed going to the Halloween game because that was the last good game the Saints ever played and it may be the last one for a while.
Gee, I didn't know Dave thought this was a Christmas list to make a wish. I mean, Dave thought it was like make a list.
I thought Santa was watching. All right, that's all I got.
So I just want the Saints to kick a field goal in the first quarter. Just like make a field goal so it's like 7-3 Dallas or 10-3 or 14-3. Just kick a field goal in the first quarter. But then I changed it. I thought
that implies they have to make it.
Yeah, I thought
you're
that
going,
was too
you're
ambitious.
Going high, you're going high degree of difficulty.
I they thought that was to too ambitious for me, Andrew. So then it. I told Thomas to change it. I said, Thomas, I just want them to convert a third down in the first quarter.
That's
what I want. Just convert a third down. It can be third and five. It can be third and 10. It can be third and a foot. I don't care.
What if they get it because it's roughing the passer?
Even better. Even better. Because that means they move 15 yards.
What if it's like Siemian takes a horrific sack? It's like a 12-yard loss. And then they get the 15-yard penalty, so it's like a 3-yard gain, basically.
Still good. They'll move the ball from the yard line, not where he was sacked. Unless it was like they sacked him and then it was a taunting penalty, then it would be from where they sacked him.
Right.
Still good enough. I'd still take it.
So this doesn't have to necessarily be something that the Saints accomplish.
No. I gotta make it manageable, Andrew, because I thought the field goal, but then I was like, can they really kick a field goal?
We've got some wishes in the chat.
Yeah.
Rich, he says his wish is to kidnap a college receiver for one game.
Yeah.
Just any college receiver.
He's cool with it. I don't know any of these names, by the way. I haven't looked at college football.
What's the guy for LSU that beat Texas A&M?
He likes Burks, Caleb Williams, and Garrett Wilson.
Can we have a week? Can we have that LSU guy for a week?
Which one? Jenkins? Dre Jenkins?
Is that the one that caught the winning touchdown against
Justin Jefferson? Yes, we'll take Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, we.
And then Joey wishes that Jameis had not gotten hurt.
Amen.
Clearly, Dave doesn't think that matters and disagrees with you. I think, depending on the minute.
I mean, when we said make a Saints wish, we were thinking of like the current game. Like, you can't make a wish that like no one got hurt or Jameis. You got to make a wish
something more realistic, like
something more realistic that can happen, can happen Sunday. This is the make a Saints wish.
It's not as funny though.
It's not.
I wish Drew Brees was 25 years old, right?
Yeah,
right. Can we clone Drew Brees?
Yeah, I wish.
Even if it's like the multiplicity clone, where it doesn't come out quite right, they pull it out the oven too soon. It's like Drew Brees, but not as smart. Or
sure, I would take the Drew Brees clone number 4.
You would take Drew Brees clone number 4.
The one that like eats paste.
But if he could, Dave,
still better than
Simeon. He could. I'll feed him the paste if he could get the Saints to 20 points a week.
Yeah,
well, here's the question. That. Is Blake Gillikin the best quarterback on the Saints right now? He's on his throw.
I won't rule it out. Just so you know. So.
Ooh, I like this. I like this one from Wargot. He wishes that theoretical Taysom shows up. I like theoretical Taysom.
Theoretical Taysom is amazing.
Yeah, he really is. Yeah.
Like, because theoretical Taysom. In our dreams, he just makes the stat nerds so and NFL Twitter so mad. So theoretical Taysom would be amazing.
Well, theoretical Taysom has a great plantar fascia.
Can't they just like nimble. Shoot heroin into his foot? Like,
yeah, no, they'll shoot him up with steroids. Yeah, they'll shoot him up with a good numbing agent. That's what they typically do with guys with plantar fascia. But the best thing that can happen at this point is that it actually tears. Because a lot of times when you get that. Tear, get a lot of relief from that, and then he won't have the same restriction.
Really?
So on Wednesday we'll get a. You don't remember that with Colston? Colston had plantar fascia and fasciitis, and when he tore it, actually started to play better. But we should. We'll have on Wednesday. We'll have Dr. Fink in the
Dr. Thomas. He'll be in the chat in Spotify.
Yeah, he can fill us in on plantar fascia.
Maybe we can get him some. He can email me some PowerPoints, and we could add it to the. Yeah. When we do the
so
replay.
It's but from what I understand about the injury, because I've had this before, and it's if you tear it, like it's fine, like there's really no risk, so there's nothing that can really happen to it where you fear that he would need surgery or that, you know what I'm saying? It's all just pain management, but it can be very, very painful.
Well, and especially like it's one thing if you're Drew Brees and you're just kind of in the pocket. It's another thing if like Taysom, like you want to take off and like truck a dude.
Yeah, and he's got to try to go full speed. Yeah.
We hope you didn't fill up on Turkey Day, because at MyBookie, the fun is just getting started. This Cyber Monday, MyBookie is giving you a bet one, get one free promotion on the Monday Night Football games. On Cyber Monday, bet against the spread on the Week 12 Monday Night Football game, and whatever you wager up to $100, you receive that same value back in a risk-free bet for Week 13's Monday Night game. MyBookie is the only sportsbook where buy one, get one means you're the one holding the bag. Don't miss out. Head to mybookie.ag this Monday to get in on the exclusive promotion. Set yourself up for success by doubling your first deposit when using the promo code SPORTSDRINK at MyBookie. That's promo code SPORTSDRINK to double your initial deposit all the way up to $1,000. Bet anything, anywhere, anytime with MyBookie. SimBull is the sports stock market that allows you to profit off your sports knowledge. There are two ways to make money on SimBull. First, every time a team you own wins, you earn a cash win payout. Second, just like the stock market, if you think a team is going to increase in value, you can buy low and sell high for a profit. Use promo code SD to make your first deposit risk-free. That means even if you lose money or just decide the market isn't for you, SimBull will refund your initial deposit, no questions asked. Go to SimBull.com, use the promo code SD today.
Ralph Marlborough here from Saints Happy Hour. You need to join us every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. on the Spotify Green Room app. We are talking Saints or anything New Orleans sports related. On Spotify Green Room, you can interact with us by asking questions or just laugh at me mispronouncing names. Download the Spotify Green Room on your iPhone or Android device, then follow Saints Happy Hour so you can join us every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. to talk Saints or anything else NOLA sports related. So do it. Download the Spotify Green Room app and join us every Wednesday night at 9 o'clock. We'll see you there.
So, Dave, I'm going to put this on you because the hotline is your baby. The hotline struggled this week. Maybe it was the holiday.
Struggle bus.
Maybe it struggled because the Saints struggled more.
Not as much as the Saints, I would say.
It struggled, though. But the hotline... As always, it is a journey because it's we get calls during the game. Thomas, play this week's Saints Happy Hour hotline.
It's time for this week's hottest takes from the Saints Happy Hour hotline.
You know, I don't think as a people, Saints fans aren't used to this. It's been a long time. I got to dig back to a time when the offense was just dismal. We finally got a pretty good defense. Who knows how great it could be because the offense is so f***ing terrible that it probably breaks their will and wears them out because they're always on the damn field. But whatever. All I know, this offense is a big old pile of shit. And if Simeon was here right now, I'd punch him right in the dick. F*** this shit.
You know, speaking of that last call about Simeon, I just wanted to say, this is the worst offense I've ever seen. Getting sick. Oh, if Simeon walked in the door right now. Squeeze his chest and punch him in the dick.
Why is that quality so terrible? It does not sound like that on my phone.
Troutman lover here. You know, I miss the days when Troutman was on the active roster. He was, that last game he had, it was just amazing. Phenomenal. The potential. We're talking about potential here. We might have a star on our hands, okay? We're going to be talking about this all off season. King Troutman, baby. My guy. Oh, and by the way, nice call on saying how we could beat the Bills. There was no way. This offense is a shitstorm. Just wait in the f*** itself.
Holy crap. So I called at halftime. This is CK from Virginia. And I was like, okay, 10-0. We're in it. Our defense is helping us out. And lo and behold, Marshawn Lattimore.
You're going to shoot your dick off.
What the hell? What the hell? This dude is horrible right now. I just don't get this dude. I mean, my God, the tight end just juked the hell out of him. Oh, God. I called earlier thinking, hey, we got a chance. I was too sober to even be thinking that. I need more drink. I'm going to go get messed up now. I'm supposed to write a paper after this. Screw that. I'm drinking. Holy hell. Cowboys are going to put 60 on us next week if we play like this. And Saints won't score at all today. They won't score at all next week. I don't know what the hell to say, guys. I just don't know what the hell to say. I'm a lifelong Saints fan, and it's been a long time since I've seen something like this. Oh, guys, I am looking forward to hearing you guys Monday because – good grief. I need something to brighten my week.
Hey, guys. It's Radio Voice in Maryland. It's over. It's done. This team, between injuries and everything else, it's over with. The Dome magic is gone. The Aints are back in town. It's over.
I mean,
Radio Voice. Radio Voice is a broken man.
He's a broken man.
Oh,
he's
my gosh.
He didn't even sound like a radio guy.
He didn't.
No.
Yeah. He just he was yelling at me today on Twitter. He's like, stop with the playoff talk, Ralph. Even though they're tied for the seventh seed. Stop it. Stop it.
Yeah.
I take it back. The hotline, I forgot about it. It was better than I remembered it.
I told you.
Friday.
It was very sad. Very sad.
It was. The guy at the beginning, he almost sounded like a preacher. It was. I take it back. I apologize. That's a strong, strong hotline.
I feel like we need more fake personalities on the hotline. You know how like Bubba and Abdul the Tent Maker.
Yeah.
Like we need more like fake people calling in.
No, we got Adam. We got the guy with the guitar. You know, we got Budridge sometimes makes it.
Maybe French Andre will have to make an appearance.
Make a new call.
I don't know.
So yeah, that was Holland. Listen, people, we're the best Saints podcast going. I see other podcasts. They're like, oh, I don't know if I can watch the tape. I want to do a show. And blah blah. People email me and DM me like, now that the Saints are losing, are you going to stop writing your WWE outcome? Are you going to stop doing the show? I'm like, are you crazy? Nothing stopped. We 14, 15, and 16, we did this podcast when they had the worst defense in NFL history. You think a couple of weeks of Trevor Siemian stopping this train? Get out of here with that. We're here. We'll just be make more jokes and more drinking. That's all that's going to happen on this show.
Are you not contractually obligated to write every week anyway?
Yes, I am. Twice a week.
violin.
Like an actual job.
Can I just turn in sad cat gifs for the next one?
Probably would get more clicks.
Yes, it would.
Probably would. Thomas, get to the Saints trivia. I hope it lightens the mood up.
Yeah, speaking of sad.
Oh boy.
Since the Saints are sucking now. We suck again. We have the perfect trivia, courtesy of Budridge. And Budgety. The question is, when was the last time the Saints didn't have a player sent to the Pro Bowl?
Well, there's no way they sent one in 2005, right, Ralph? No way.
Ooh. Oh, I feel like I vaguely remember this. This was fairly recently, I thought. No?
Who in 2005, who would have just made it?
Because? I feel like Breeze made it almost every year.
Yeah. So it can't be Peyton.
I don't think it's a Sean Payton era. I would say 2005 is the last time.
Yeah. And then like 2002, 2003, 2004, Joe Horn was amazing. And Drew Deuce was really... I would say 2005 is a good guess. But I bet you it's not.
I'm going to say 2015.
Was there one... Wait, what was the year where Breeze threw a bunch of picks?
2007?
Was it 7?
Maybe.
So maybe. Look at the silhouette.
Silhouette looks like a guy that's wearing like a leather helmet, like an old leatherhead.
But what would? Yes. Why would there be a silhouette of a guy? Like, if it implies that no one made the Pro Bowl, then
right.
There shouldn't be a Saints player in the graphic.
Yeah. I think 2005 is a good answer, but it's
maybe
too
I'm
obvious.
Trying to mix you up.
It's too obvious, though, Andrew.
I know. Maybe I'll say 2007. I'll say that year that Breeze threw like 20 something picks that
right. We
didn't get anybody.
Thomas, what is it?
Okay, so what's the final answer?
2007.
I'll go 7.
2015.
Dave, no, 2015. Okay, let's see what it is now.
We nailed it.
Good job, Andrew.
I think that was the year that Breeze put up stats, but he threw a ton of picks, and that was like the one year he didn't make it. And obviously, the defense was terrible. The defense
started.
Was one of
didn't
the
they
worst
start terrible. 0-4? They started
0-4.
They started 0-4, and week 4, I believe, was the week Deuce got injured.
But I remember this year because I remember being really pissed off that Marcus Colston didn't make the Pro Bowl. Because this was like his best year statistically, I think. 2007. Yeah, and Breece put up some nice stats, but it was like, look, I know the Saints are garbage this year, but like Colston should be in the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
I remember being outraged by that.
Outrage. I'm surprised.
Outrage.
Good job.
Good job, Budridge.
I am just going to town on this bar mix.
The legend. Budridge the legend.
Yep. Budridge. Nice picture of Deuce McAllister there. I'm pretty sure he wasn't on the Saints in 2007. Yeah,
He got injured. He got injured.
His ACL last year, huh?
Week two or week four, it was like a Sunday night game or a Monday night game.
Tennessee game. It was a Monday night game against Tennessee. Yeah.
Oh, but that's why he chose his picture.
California, they got house.
Did he come back in 2008?
I don't think
he did. Yeah, for maybe. A little bit.
Yeah.
He was never the same.
Never
the same. I Googled it.
So Thomas, now it's time to get to the questions. I got to do finger guns for the people.
Hmm.
Better have some good questions tonight, people.
That video keeps.
Oh yeah.
All right, Thomas.
Next question.
We had some amazing questions on our Patreon-only Discord. You should get there. I almost feel bad for not including some of these questions because they were really fantastic this week. So don't feel bad if your questions didn't end up in this week's show. And the first question comes from Alex Berkeley. And Alex asks... More outrageous Twitter block. Sean Payton versus Andrew or Ralph versus Jameis 101?
I'm sorry. Okay, so if you're not a patron, you should be a patron. On the Instant Reaction Patrons Only podcast Thursday night, I opened by saying, yes, Thursday night was an atrocity for the Saints. But for me personally... I blocked Jameis 101 and got him out of my life, so Thursday wasn't a total loss for me.
I didn't know that. Why? What was he saying?
You. It was on the pod. He called me a goober.
Dude, we talked about this.
He called me a goober, and I blocked him.
You were going nuts on Ralph for blocking him.
And I just deep down, I wanted to do it.
He
gave
drinks.
Me a reason, yes. And I did it, and
he
I
gave
feel
you
great
an
about
excuse.
It. I gave. I feel great about it.
I mean, in Dave's defense,
I know. Now I remember. I know. I remember. Yeah. I made fun of because that Ralph is like from the 1950s, and goober is just like the most insulting thing you could say in the 50s.
Yeah. I mean, in Dave's defense, I don't remember like 85% of what we talk about on the show.
I mean, you know.
But. Yeah, I have to say, Sean Payton, you should make a clip out of this, Thomas. I beg you. I'm your biggest fan. I always talk nice about you on the show. Why do you have me blocked? Unblock me, please. Please. I beg you.
It's so annoying.
I have to go to the Saints Happy Hour account
to see, when
see
Sean
what he says. I have to like toggle off of it because he's
don't say that. Now he's going to block that account.
No, now he's blocking that. Yep.
Jesus, don't give away all the secrets.
Shout out to Monadula, who a lot of times will screen. You're probably getting blocked by Sean Payton now that I'm giving away this secret too, but a lot of times Monadula knows I can't see Sean Payton, so he'll screenshot it and then just DM it to me. He frequently does that with that.
Just ratting everybody out.
I very much appreciate it. Yeah, I'm ratting everybody
out. Side note, Monadula hates my positive attitude about the season.
Monadula.
I won't give up on the season. He hates that. But Thomas...
Next question.
Okay, next question from the Saints Happy Hour legend, Budridge. And Budridge asks, if the Bills gave us a pick for Andrew's son, Granderson, would you take it? What would need to be the bar?
Would the Bills want Granderson or would they want a corner?
The question's Granderson, so what would you give up?
Third or higher, which I don't think they would do. So
yeah,
if they gave me a fourth round pick, he's gone.
It'd have to be a real fourth round pick, not a comp fourth.
Yeah, if the Bills offered a fourth round pick, I would do it. for Granderson. Yeah. I mean, that would be incredible to flip Granderson into a fourth round pick.
Yeah.
Be a boss move.
So, all right.
Next question.
Next question comes from Ben Rothwell. And Ben Rothwell.
He's a doctor. We have a lot of doctors.
Yeah, he's a doctor.
In Discord.
He's a medic. We have a separate role for doctors called I Need a Medic. And Ben Rothwell asks, which looked worse, our offense or the Superdome bathrooms after hosting the Bills Mafia on Thanksgiving night? That's a question for Dave.
I don't know, Dave. I wasn't there. What can you give us? The 411 on the bathrooms.
So I can't really accurately answer this question. I mean, I do know how poorly the Saints offense looked, but I sit on the Saints side, and most of the Bills fans were on the opposite side of the stadium on the Bills side. And I have to imagine the bathrooms on that side looked way worse than they did on my side. So I'm fortunate. I'm fortunate. I didn't have to deal with that.
I'll apologize now. I had to sell my tickets on StubHub because
probably
I had a work thing come up.
You're probably part of the problem. You're part
and
of
I
the problem.
And I can't fly in and go to the game on Thursday like I planned. So I had to sell the tickets because my brother didn't want to go. So if there's two Dallas people sitting in section 641, I apologize.
It makes me almost want to vomit.
Next, yeah. Thomas.
Next before I go to the next question, a clarification on the chat from Budrich to the last question, Granderson question. He asked only because Josh Allen and Carl Granderson are former teammates and there's the infamous
right.
pick of him taking Granderson's jersey off.
Teammates in Wyoming.
Yeah, I forgot to take a screenshot on Discord. Okay, right. So next question. Next question comes from the Wicker Man. And Wickerman asks, worst decision, anything Drew ever did or Ralph locking this game in and dooming us all with the Marlboro stink?
I recuse myself from answering this. I mean...
I intentionally left the typo in, by the way.
No.
Ralph.
Yeah, I mean, Ralph... The only thing Ralph could have done worse is to add Saints players on his fantasy team. Have you rid yourself of all Saints players?
I don't think so.
Here's what you should do, actually. I think we need to go bizarro reverse at this point.
And go and start.
And you should add and start Saints players on your fantasy team.
So
because
can't
get any worse. Like they cannot possibly play.
So I should start Callaway,
yes.
Simeon,
yes.
Tony Jones,
yes.
The defense. I should pick up Juwan Johnson. I should go.
Brett
Maher
as your kicker. Yeah,
I think that's the way to go. I think that's the way to go. I think I'll do that this week. It'll be fun.
No one can blame you for a fantasy jinx when the offense is playing like this.
Yeah,
and we might be onto something if they actually play well when you pick
them
up.
They play well. It's a good idea. I'm doing it. It's done. Consider it done.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Next question.
Okay, last question from Saints to Death. That guy never disappoints. And he asks, you forgot to talk about this actually. Who was more pissed off? Juge when Mostert signed with the Falcons or Kevin when Adrian Peterson, or that whose name shall not be said, signed with the Saints?
Ooh, I don't know. Andrew was mad about Morstead.
I was like equal parts mad, equal parts sad, though. And Evan like was so pissed he stopped watching the Saints for a while. He like boycotted the podcast. He refused to come on the show. He refused to watch him. He was kind of like, that was the final straw for him. He was like,
I think it was his excuse for Kevin to take a sojourn into the mountains. Yeah. Sojourn, is that
he
a word?
He decided to do his walkabout.
Yeah, he did a walkabout into the mountains. They have mountains in Missouri?
Yeah, the Ozarks.
Yeah. No. I mean, here's the thing. Like, Morstead, there's only 32 punting jobs, so I get it. Like, you got to go where the money is. But Falcons, man.
Oh, man.
He's not the first. He's not the first one that's done it. I don't remember. It was somebody with Canal Street Chronicles, I thought. I don't remember if it was Chris Dunnels or Wallace Delery that photoshopped that Morstead picture.
He looks like a hostage in that video.
Well, that's what I was saying. Yeah, they like photoshopped like writing.
Yeah, I saw it. I saw it.
They photoshopped writing over the contract that said, "Send help. I'm being held against my will. They haven't fed me in 5 days."
That's right.
Like, he was a hostage.
Do you have, Thomas, do you have that clip of Morstead talking about signing with the Falcons when he came on our show?
No. Oh, I have it on my PC. Yeah. I look for it. We'll play it at the end of the show, maybe.
Okay, yeah. So Morstead, the reason I bring that up for those of you that haven't heard it yet is Thomas Morstead came on our show. He's been on a few times, but most recently was in the off season after he had been cut, and we asked him, Falcons punter situation isn't great. Like, you wouldn't go there, would you? And he kind of had a hilarious response as to what he would do.
I would only do Dolph Lund.
Oops.
Yeah, there we go. That's it. Play it.
I'm looking for it. Wait. Wait a second. I don't have it yet.
They started talking there, but anyway, Thomas will have a little soundbite for you of Morstead talking about what he would do if he signed with the Falcons, and then sure enough, he ended up doing it. So that was a little bit of force. There was a little Nostra Juge, the Saints Happy Hour podcast back in the summer there.
Yeah. Okay, I have it.
This was just a roundabout way to just pat yourself on the back. Got it. Okay, thanks.
Yeah, that's exactly
it.
Right.
Hit it, Thomas. What did Morstead say?
No way you can hear it, guys.
No, we can't.
But the stream can hear it. The stream. I will play it one more time. Wait a second.
Okay. Play it for everybody on the back.
For you. I mean, because the stream can hear it.
He dies.
Only you can hear it.
Only do Dolph Lundgren to like, and put the Russian flag up. If I was like going to the Falcons, I feel like that would be, that'd be like USA Russia kind of thing, So you'll know if you see if I make an announcement and Dolph is the first part of it, you'll know. You'll already be able to break the news of where I've signed.
See, Thomas, I totally freaking forgot that. You should have reminded me. We should have tweeted him that. We could have got massive social media.
I mean, it would have been awesome.
What do they call it? Clout? What do the kids call it? Clout?
Yes, clout.
Social media crypto cred or whatever the hell?
I don't know. Would that make you woke?
No, it just made me. We could have got like 5,000 likes or some shit. It would have been good for the show. We forgot.
Well, it would have been cool if Morstead actually did tweet out. Like the Ivan Drago GIF instead of the picture.
I knew that was going to happen because of the GM. What's his name again? Going over there.
Fontenot.
Yeah. Oh, I knew he was going to do that.
Yeah.
As soon as
he's the new Ryan Pace.
Yeah.
Hopefully he's as successful as Ryan
Pace. Just wait till the offseason this year. Like, the Falcons are going to go after some Saints dudes.
Oh, dude. Marcus Williams is going to get $80 million.
Yeah.
Book that
Ryan
shit.
Ryan Fontenot is going to sign like 20 tight ends.
Yeah. Teron Armstead is 100% going to the Falcons.
He can take Troutman.
Yeah, that's right. Any player you take, you have to take Troutman with you.
You have to take Troutman.
And his family.
Package deal.
So that was questions. So now we got to get to predictions. Thomas, put up the scores. Let's see. My lead is gone.
I am a broken man.
Yeah, did you lose points this week?
I did. Lost.
Hey, you locked it in.
I locked it in. And it went bad. It went real bad.
All right, what we got, Thomas? What are the scores?
And by the way, Fun fact, Kevin was a Saints field goal away from being in the lead.
Oh, wow.
week.
Wow.
He was 3 points off.
It's so Ralph, the Saints score prediction. Ralph is winning, even though he
I'm
locked
still
it in.
Winning.
No, these are...
He's winning. He got 3 points
got
last week. Man.
Oh, he did. What? No. He did.
He got negative one.
I got negative one.
God.
So, man. So, Andrew.
All right, tie race. Well, yeah.
Let me start by saying, this line for the Cowboys, it is ridiculous. I cannot believe this
seven?
Line. Because Buffalo is -7 when the game kicked off. Dallas, the line I see, Dallas 5.5.
That's it?
So.
Where is this game? Is it at home?
It's, at Super, yeah, it's in the Super.
New Orleans.
I got to go to a game on Thursday night again?
So, Dallas only 5.5.
I'm paying for this shit?
Matt says Dallas is losing players and coaches to COVID. Do you know who?
They are.
Anyone significant?
Great. That's our chance.
The offensive line coach.
Ooh.
I think they get all their receivers back, though. They were missing a ton of receivers.
Amari Cooper.
Ooh, their right tackle. But that only helps if Davenport plays.
I'm going back. Can we go back to the I wish segment? I have another one. I wish I wasn't paying to watch this fucking shit.
I know, and Dave's got the good tickets.
Oh my
Not
God.
Not like me with the poor people's the peons.
Anyway, I'm not confident at all about this game. Not surprisingly. I don't think this offense can do anything. I would like to see Taysom start, but I don't know if he's physically able or will be effective if he does, because he may be a pocket passer, which we all know would be bad. So, I don't think this ends well. I think Dallas is going to put up some points, and I think it's going to be similar. I think you're going to see the defense play well for a half, and then the second half, they're going to be like, why are we even trying?
Yeah.
So I'm going to go 34-10, Cowboys.
Ooh,
we're going to sink further into the abyss. And I think as far as the turd of the game, I'm actually blanking on who I picked. give me a second. It'll come to me. Okay, I'm going to have to look at what I...
With the injury report today, his
number is in the 20s. It's in the 20s, his number.
Kamara and Ramchek
Malcolm Jenkins. Malcolm Jenkins has
practice?
Been low-key bad, so I picked Malcolm Jenkins. He's been low-key bad.
Did Davenport practice today, Andrew?
He did not.
Oh. Not good.
He in fact, did not.
Not good.
But Ramchek did.
Kamara did. Ingram did. Dave was so right on Davenport, and I hate him for it. Like, he said he's wasting the good games. He's wasting them.
There are some guys that are eligible to come back this week. Now, that doesn't mean they will, but Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, his 3 weeks are up. Peyton Turner's 3 weeks are up. There was one more I'm blanking just off the top of my head. But we may get some reinforcements, not just the guys that are practicing. But
I thought CJ GJ was done for the season, no?
No, he's not done for the year.
Peyton Turner would be big. He couldn't hurt anything with a pass rush. That'd be nice. And they need Peyton Turner. They need Peyton Turner to play because they need to evaluate him. Like, because they got some issues, you know. They got to decide what they want to do with Cam Jordan and that sort of thing. But, Dave, just give me a score prediction.
Well, just FYI, guys, this new Yeti is Discord certified. It says right there on the box.
Wow.
Ooh.
We got Dave a Discord. We got a Yeti on Black Friday.
Right there.
Everybody's going to have a Yeti.
That is f***ing stupid. Wake up.
Everybody's got a Yeti.
Except for me.
Everybody got a Yeti. Anyway, I don't
if anyone can get a blue microphone sponsorship, everyone has a blue Yeti.
Everybody's got a Yeti.
Even me.
Everybody's got a blue one. Look, of all the stupid blubbering and hot air bullcrap we say on this podcast, this segment right here, the prediction, this is the hottest of the air and the
That's
most
right.
of the blubbering. None of us know what the hell's going on. This team is totally wackadoo. Who the hell knows? I knew the Bills would win last week, but I picked the Saints because I was just like Ralph. I was trying to be optimistic. I was trying to be crazy. I figured, hey,
like Marshawn Lattimore. Maybe the Saints will play up to their opponents. Maybe
and to be fair, we did not know. On Monday, I did not know that the injury report would be that horrific.
Well, I didn't know Ingram. I didn't know Ingram was even on the fence, let alone was going to be out. But so this is ridiculous. At this point, I'm throwing darts at a wall. The Saints let me down last week, so I'm taking Dallas. I don't even remember what I picked. I think I gave Dallas 35 points. I could not have given the Saints 10 points. Yeah, that's all right. And then I'm being generous with the 10. Oh, I said 27-10. Okay. So Dallas, 27-10. And turn of the game, I think I said every damn person on the offensive line, I think is what I said. Or somebody. Did I say one person or all of them?
All I don't remember. All of them.
Yeah, the whole damn O-line.
So my pick... Thomas, I'll be honest, I don't remember the score.
Yeah, as always.
Make
his ears bigger.
I went last week. I really believe the Saints are going to beat Buffalo. And I thought the Saints would get to 6-6. I really did. But now they're too injured. And clearly my picks have gone awry. I don't know the score, but my turn of the game, I went to a higher power. As a turn of the game, I made God the turn of the game.
We may get canceled for that.
Why, God, have you forsaken us? Why have you done this to us? We love the Saints. We look forward to this all year. This is the thing, one of the things we love the most besides our family and you. Why have you done this to us? All right. I blame God for this. I'm mad. I'm upset. What was my score? 38-3. The Saints will kick a sad field goal at some point in the game.
We're going to make a field goal, guys.
Brett Maher revenge game.
Brett Maher. Yeah, the Saints will score first, and it'll be 30. Dallas will score 38 on answer. Like, Dallas, to me, Dallas, if Dallas doesn't win this game, McCarthy's getting fired after this year. Because they will have lost 4 out of 5. And Jerry Jones is not going to put up with it.
And Sean Payton's going to replace him, right?
God, shut up, Thomas. God damn it.
Are we going to go clean sweep here? Is Kevin picking against the Saints, too? I think he will.
What do you think?
I think things are in the dumps. They're dark right now.
Did he record another video?
No video this week.
What?
I forgot to remind him.
That's disappointing.
I forgot to remind him. My bad.
That's disappointing.
But could Kevin, against all odds, pick the Saints to win?
Could be. He hates Dallas.
He does hate Dallas.
He hates Dallas.
Yeah, he does.
I'm going to say Kevin picked the Saints 14-13.
No, Kevin picks with his head, not his heart.
I'm gonna say, guys, this show gets a 4-star rating, unfortunately.
Uh-oh. No.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Oh, no.
Kevin picked the Cowboys 27-10, and his third of the game is unvaccinated corner himself.
So, let's see. The most points that we have projected the Saints scoring is 10. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Yeah.
That seems optimistic.
Oof. I mean, because everybody assumes we're making at least one field goal.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing, though. If the Saints... could some kind of way get this game? And I want to end on an optimistic note. I want each of you to tell me the scenario in your mind that has to happen for the Saints to either win the game or for it to be close in the fourth quarter. Because the Saints have been neither the last 2 weeks. Dave,
so
I'll start with you. What has to happen for the Saints to be in
You know,
this
you
game?
Guys always talk about it. I think you've said it 2 straight weeks now. You know, they need shenanigans.
They kind of got shenanigans against Buffalo. And
they got interceptions. They got interceptions, but they didn't turn that into any points. But, you know, they need points from the defense. They need like a pick six or something like that, or a safety, or a fumble recovery and a scoop and score. Or they
so
need
you need you want full shenanigans. Like a turnover is not going to cut it. You need full
the offense is incapable of putting enough points on the board to beat a team or get close to being a team to beating a team. The defense has to help out in the actual point scoring department or special teams. They need a kick return, punt return.
Do you think
like
they need two non-offensive touchdowns to win?
That would be a great start. They have a very good chance of possibly winning. Yes. But even then, I wouldn't even guarantee it. No, I really wouldn't.
Andrew, how do they get well, 5 minutes to go in the game? How do the Saints keep it a one score?
Well,
game?
I really think actually, you know, this is a decent matchup. And I remember with Teddy Bridgewater, he played god awful in that game. The Saints made 4 field goals, never got in the end zone.
That's right.
They won 12-10 against the Cowboys. And that was with Dak. That was with Ezekiel Elliott. And Dallas's offense could do nothing against the Saints that day. And then a year later, they played him again, and it was the same thing. They completely neutralized Dallas's offense. Drew Brees started that game and looked terrible and played very poorly. And do you remember the final score of that one last year?
What, did they play Dallas last year?
Or maybe it was just the year after.
No,
Teddy,
you're getting it reversed. In 2018, they played Dallas on a Thursday night, and that was like,
right?
That broke like the 10 or 11 game winning streak. And then in 2019, they played him with Teddy and won. You got the year, you just have the years reversed.
But defensively, they played very well in both
they
games.
They did. Correct? Both times they did.
So I just think it has to be one of those games where it's like 13-10, you know, where just defensively they hold up so well. So I'm not going to say shenanigans. I'm going to say I'm just going to say it has to play out similar to how it's played the last two times. And I do think it's a better matchup in the sense that this isn't a running quarterback and Dallas is kind of committed to pounding it with Ezekiel Elliott. It's not even clear that Elliott's going to play. He's really banged up and they're trying to decide if they're going to manage him and not play him or play him very little. But we'll probably see a heavy dose of Pollard as backup in this game. And so, obviously, I just think the Saints are going to have to stuff the run. They've done a really bad job of that the last 2 weeks. So, kind of get back to what's been their calling card. And then the secondary is going to have to hold up. I mean, if Lattimore was ever going to pick a game to turn things around, mm-hmm. this has got to be it. And I think if the offense can muster enough, you know, 13 points, if they can muster enough to where it's the defense's best game of the year, it's a 13-10 kind of game like that. That's how they pull this off.
They're going to have to run the ball. I mean, the normal cliches apply. They can't turn the ball over. They got to create turnovers. They got to make a little bit of shenanigans probably. They got to play awesome defense. I think both of you guys are correct. But the one thing that they're going to have to do, they're going to have to run the ball at least moderately well. I don't know like what that would entail, but it's got to be.
It can't
where
be 1.8 per carry.
Yeah, like they got even if it's like they ran the ball 28 times for 97 yards, like that would mean they would be in the game, so they could keep doing it. Like they've got to run it a little bit, and I think if they have both tackles back and if they have Ingram and Kamara, maybe it could happen. I just want to beat that. The thing is, I want to beat Dallas so bad, guys, because Stephen A. Smith will, because Michael Irvin will probably be on First Take after because it'll be Friday. Stephen A. Smith will rub it in Michael Irvin's face 2 hours about Trevor Siemian beating the Cowboys. The Cowboys will have lost 4 of 5. And look, the Cowboys, when they're good or when they're bad, they drive ESPN's programming. So if the Saints can beat Dallas, you get a full day of coverage on ESPN of Saints Cowboys. And instead of it being miserable, it can be fantastic on Friday if the Saints could pull this off. I have to say, if the Saints indeed are like going to go down the dark path and they're only going to win 1 or 2 more games the rest of the year, this is the one I want to win because
you're saying get swept by the Falcons? No,
because here's the thing.
No, I can't get behind that.
If they're only going to win 2 more games, I want this one, Dave, because they can win and they can be 6-6 and I get like 14 days to enjoy it and be delusional about playoffs. That's why I want this game so bad.
At this point, I'm resigned and just beat the Falcons. To me, that's the Super Bowl now. Don't get swept by them this year. End the season with the Falcons win. That's the only game I really want them to win at this point.
I don't know. Ralph, you can miss me with that delusional stuff.
Are you sure, Andrew? Are you sure about that Falcons game, not the Cowboys game? Because I think you forgot about something about your predictions, Andrew.
Ooh, I said to lock it in, didn't I?
You did.
Oh, you can lock in more than one? I thought you could only lock in one a year.
You can lock three a season.
Oh.
So Andrew has one more left. And since he's the only one to lock it in this week, he gets three times multipliers. So he can get 3 points for simply predicting the winner right.
Wow.
Lame. Yeah, buddy.
Well,
good luck with that.
Anyway, Falcons, that's the game I want to win. That's yeah. To me, that's the Super Bowl at this point.
It is. It is really the it's back to the old 80s of Falcons and Saints. We suck. Both suck. And we're just like, we got to beat each other. Like, that's the one we got to win.
That's the one we got to win. Yep. That's it.
So before we get out of here, I want to chastise all the people that listen on that watch on the live stream. We had no clips. For last week, we had zero clips, so we can't do a clip of the week. What is going on? I mean, come on, guys. Do better. Andrew's dad, he was giving us clips of the week. Do better. You know, Niall is not the time to give a weak effort. We need to all pull together and get the Saints through this. Have more fun. So do a clip of the week, goddammit. Get it together, you know? But listen, this week the Saints, it's a short week, but we had the live stream tonight. Me and Andrew will have a game preview. We'll have the instant reaction after the game on Thursday. We'll have a Spotify Green Room being the big night before preview party. It'll be great. Download the Spotify Green Room app if you haven't. We're still doing Spotify all the rest of the year, so join us. It's amazing. This show, it's amazing. We do this every week. Doesn't matter if the Saints win. We'll make fun of them. We'll make fun of them harder and longer. But they're going to pull it together. I feel it. Maybe not this week. This is going to be, you know, Dave, they always say it's darkest right before the dawn. Or some people say it's darkest right before it goes completely black. This is going to be rock. I think this is going to be the worst of it. And then the Saints will pull it together and they'll still get to 9-8 and make the playoffs. I believe it in my heart.
You're adorable.
I've had a lot to drink tonight. I will not lie. But here's the thing. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for supporting the show. You should become a patron. We're the best there is. We're doing all kinds of fun stuff. We need your support to keep doing this live stream. Thomas does an amazing job. So for Kevin, who wasn't with us, but he's going to be back in December, for Dave, for Andrew, for Thomas running the show in Poland, doing an amazing job. Best producer in the world. Thanks, Thomas. Guys, remember, don't shoot your dick off. And until next week, the bar is closed.